From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing of Syrian hospital believed to have been by Russian planes. Airstrikes Monday in northwestern Syria destroyed a hospital supported by Doctors Without Borders. A spokesman told Reuters the bombing was a deliberate attack and that 8 staff members are missing. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the airstrikes were believed to have been carried out by Russian aircraft, killing and wounding dozens of people. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take the town of Azaz, located a few kilometers south of its border. Turkey shelled the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Unit's fighters, otherwise known as the YPGs, several times in recent days. And Prime Minister Davutoğlu warned that if the Kurds do not withdraw from a nearby airbase, then Turkish forces will make it unusable. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtold tells VOA this could be a problem for the U.S., which has good relations with Turkey for the most part and is also backing the Kurdish fighters in Syria who are fighting the Islamic State militants.
Not just rhetorically, but militarily, as far as we know, and for all I know, logistically as well. And the United States has apparently persuaded the government of Saudi Arabia to deploy some of its fighter aircraft to Incirlik Air Force Base, which has been a major NATO resource for several decades, and that's inside Turkey, to persuade them to have some skin in the game.
In the meantime, Turkey's foreign minister says no decision has been made on a ground force against Islamic State, which some analysts say could dangerously widen the conflict. Syria accused Turkey of sending ground troops into Aleppo province on Saturday. This is VOA News. President Obama will seek to pull together America's leadership role in the Asia-Pacific region when he hosts all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations in the U.S. state of California today and tomorrow. ASEAN nations are experiencing growth as well as rising tensions, and that's why Mr. Obama will be urging leaders to adopt a set of rules to ensure each country can pursue its interests legally and peacefully. Daniel Russell is the Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs.
In a cohesive ASEAN helps secure stability and growth. It's built around a common commitment to rules and to fairness. It allows major countries like the United States, other powers, to engage constructively as partners. It prevents Southeast Asia from becoming a sphere of influence or becoming a battlefield.
The Obama administration describes the region as the heart of the Asia-Pacific and ASEAN as a good forum in which to build an infrastructure to handle a range of issues. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu on Sunday. That's 2 days before a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down from office. Citizens are being asked to stay home Tuesday to demand elections to be held within the constitutional deadlines. Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff election between two former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation. The winner will replace a transitional government put into place in 2014 when President François Bozize was pushed from office. A close aide to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says he is very positive that direct peace talks with Taliban insurgents will take place soon with no conditions from either side. A four-nation cooperation group of senior Afghan, Pakistani, American, and Chinese officials at their latest meeting in Islamabad agreed on a roadmap for peace and announced that direct talks between the warring Afghan sides were expected by the end of February. Pope Francis continues his visit to Mexico City, where Sunday afternoon he visited a pediatric hospital. The children's hospital is one of the city's largest. The Pope blessed the children and also thanked the staff. The Pope gave thanks for all the people who make it their purpose to make others feel good, not just with medicine, but what he calls the therapy of affection. But Pope Francis will travel next to the impoverished state of Chiapas, where he's scheduled to offer Mass to indigenous communities. On Wednesday, he'll be in the city of Juarez, just inside the border from the U.S. city of El Paso, Texas. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.